This is DW News live from Berlin. Germany's partial lockdown extended into 2021. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the infection rate remains too high. Current restrictions will now stay in place until at least January 10, though they'll be loosened for Christmas in many parts of the country. Plus, a dire warning for our planet.
Humanity is waging war on nature. This is suicidal. Nature always strikes back, and it is already doing so with growing force and fury.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urges world leaders to make 2021 a year of fighting climate change. And a key architect of the European Union dies from COVID-19. Former French President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing led France during the 1970s and laid the foundation for Europe's single currency. I'm Rebecca Ritters. Welcome to the programme. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has confirmed that a partial lockdown to tackle the coronavirus will remain in place until at least early January. Merkel said infection rates are still too high to consider reopening bars, restaurants, gyms or other leisure facilities. Germany's being hit much harder by the second wave of the virus. This week saw a record for the highest number of deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. Restrictions on get-togethers will be loosened over Christmas, a move public health experts warn will have fatal consequences.
Winter's coming. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned it could be a long one. We had already made clear in November that unless there were significant changes for the better, it was highly likely that the measures in place until December 20th would be extended. And that's what we've now agreed to do. With a record daily death toll reported on Wednesday, the partial lockdown has done little to turn the tide here in Germany. The question is whether we leave the country in this state of half-sleep, or if we decide at some point to introduce significantly tougher measures. We'll see how efficient the measures currently in place are. For now, the restrictions will remain in place until January 10th. For the vendors here at Berlin's famous Christmas market, this is not the season to be jolly, as visitors will only be allowed to buy their malt wine and sizzling sausages to go.
We need to ask ourselves what to do. We don't know what will happen. It's not really a Christmas market, just a few stands. I was there last year before I flew back to Italy. It was wonderful. I think it's a real shame that there's nothing this year. I'm really sorry.
Restaurants and bars had to close when the partial lockdown was introduced in November. Many are now looking to take out orders and loyal customers to stay afloat. It's a bit difficult at the moment, of course, but we're doing our best. We're open for takeouts with new offers, and our regular customers support us. We'll see how long it lasts. I really hope this situation ends soon. For many, the promise of a vaccine has offered a glimmer of hope. But until then, many worry it's going to be a long and lonely Christmas.
Well, let's go straight to DW political correspondent Thomas Sparrow. Thomas, yesterday Germany reported a record 487 deaths. Today they were 479, second highest death toll so far. What does that say about the second wave here in Germany?
It essentially says, Rebecca, that the second wave is hitting Germany very hard indeed, and that the lockdown light, as it has been called, has not yet delivered the results that authorities had expected. You have over 22,000 new cases in the last 24 hours. You have over 1,300 deaths this week so far. So, yes, there may be initial signs that numbers are going down. Yes, there may be initial signs that the exponential growth has been stopped. But yet the situation remains very serious. And this explains why Angela Merkel and the 16 regional leaders decided to extend this partial lockdown until the beginning of January.
Thomas, does that mean that people are not following the rules, or what seems to be the problem there? Why are the numbers remaining so high?
Essentially, it's being described as a diffuse situation where you don't have one specific hotspot in one specific place, but where the incidence of new coronavirus cases is high in most parts of the country. If you look, for example, at the German map, you will clearly see that it's basically red in most parts of the country, and this shows how difficult it is for authorities to also track and trace new infections. Angela Merkel had said a few weeks ago that it was very difficult, in fact, for German authorities to track most infections. So this gives you an idea also of how big the challenge is. Another issue altogether is whether the health system is being overwhelmed. There are already hospitals saying that they can't receive more patients. And it is certainly a very big challenge indeed for German authorities, and one that has German authorities very concerned.
All right, Thomas Sparrow, speaking to us from our Berlin studio. Thank you. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says vulnerable groups in the country will be vaccinated against the coronavirus from next week. The UK on Wednesday became the first country in the world to authorise a vaccine developed by BioNTech Pfizer. The US and the EU are expected to follow suit in the coming weeks. But doses of the vaccine will initially be in short supply, raising the question of who should be top of the queue to receive it.
Everyone in the world who wants to get vaccinated against COVID-19 should be able to. At least, that's the idea. But demand for the vaccine is likely to be much greater than the initial supply. Now governments must decide who comes first and who must wait. Most agree that fair distribution should take place independent of a country or individual's ability to pay. In Britain, an independent commission has developed a multi-step plan according to the key factors of infection risk and age. Residents and employees in nursing homes take first priority. Next in line are those over 80 years old, and then healthcare professionals. Then high-risk adults under 65 can take their turn, followed by seniors over 65. Next are adults considered to have a medium level of risk. Once everyone over 50 has been vaccinated, the rest of the population can take their turn.
And the most important thing is to make sure that we get people, as many people as possible, starting with the most vulnerable, and then those who work in the front line of the NHS, vaccinated effectively.
In countries with federal states like Germany or the US, the decision will be left to individual states. The US Advisory Commission recommends that residents of nursing homes and healthcare workers be vaccinated first. Germany is also working to create a system of prioritizing vaccinations. Chancellor Angela Merkel says, above all, it won't be mandated. Nobody will be forced to be vaccinated. This is a voluntary decision. The question of who will be vaccinated first is being discussed with the Vaccination Commission, with the Leopoldina Academy of Science, and with the Ethics Commission. But I think I can already reveal this much. First and foremost, of course, we have nurses, doctors, and people in high-risk groups. Only after 60 to 70% of people have become immune to the virus will the pandemic be considered defeated. And reaching that point worldwide will still take time.
All right, let's take a look at some of the other stories making headlines around the world. Farmers in India are not budging as they continue their blockade of roads into the capital, Delhi. Tens of thousands are protesting agricultural reforms that they say will make them vulnerable to exploitation by big corporations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi insists the laws were designed to benefit farmers. Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy activist Jimmy Lai has been charged with fraud and detained until his next court hearing in April. The court refused to grant Lai bail over a charge that his anti-government newspaper violated the lease terms of its offices. The decision comes a day after the jailing of three prominent pro-democracy campaigners. At least five people are reported dead in Thailand after monsoon rains triggered flash floods in the south of the country. Officials say nine provinces have been hit by a week of heavy rain and storms, affecting more than a quarter of a million people. Flood warnings remain in place amid forecasts of more heavy rain. The United Nations is urging world leaders to make 2021 the year they commit to fighting climate change. It comes as new reports highlight the severe weather that broke records around the world this year. The UN says the coronavirus pandemic presents a chance to hit the reset button and do the work needed to save the planet from devastating temperature increases.
heat waves, droughts, wildfires, and flooding. 2020 has been yet another year of extreme weather. Ecosystems like the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, or Monarch Butterfly Biosphere Reserve in Mexico, are under threat. This year is on course to become the second hottest on record after 2016, and the UN Secretary General sent out a dire warning.
Humanity is waging war on nature. This is suicidal. Nature always strikes back, and it is already doing so with growing force and fury. Biodiversity is collapsing. 1 million species are at risk of extinction. Ecosystems are disappearing before our eyes. Deserts are spreading, wetlands are being lost. Every year we lose 10 million hectares of forest. Oceans are overfished and choking with plastic waste.
According to the World Meteorological Organization, greenhouse gas concentrations climbed to a new record in 2019 and have risen so far this year despite an expected drop in emissions due to COVID-19 lockdowns. Tourism, hunting, fishing and livestock grazing are playing a role in the crisis. Less visible was an increase in marine heat to record levels. More than 80% of the world's oceans experienced a heat wave, a shrinking of the ice caps, and bleaching of coral reefs are just some of the impacts.
The change in the Arctic is not only for the region, but also for the whole global climate system. The jet stream, for instance, is one of the regulators of the weather patterns of the Northern Hemisphere. So anything changing in the Arctic affects also the weather extremes in terms of heat waves.
There is a glimmer of hope, though. More than 100 countries have promised that by 2050 they'll be carbon neutral, and ambitious new targets are being proposed for a UN conference next year.
Former French President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing has died at the age of 94 from complications linked to COVID-19. He led France from 1974 to 1981, spearheading a social revolution away from Catholic conservatism. He also worked closely with Germany to pave the way for the European Union of today. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas has paid tribute to the former president, saying he was a great Frenchman and a great European.
He was hailed as a moderniser and a champion of European integration in the 1970s. Former French President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing helped lay the groundwork for the European Union. Born in what was then French-occupied Germany, Giscard was just a teenager when he joined a French resistance group in occupied Paris in the Second World War. He went on to be elected president in 1974 at the age of 48, one of France's youngest post-war leaders. I know that today marks a new era for French politics. That of rejuvenation and change for France. During his 7 years in power, the centre-right statesman helped modernise French society. He legalised abortion and allowed divorce by mutual consent, in spite of fierce opposition from the Catholic Church. He also pushed to liberalise France's economy, and as a strong advocate of technology, he was seen as the father of the country's high-speed TGV train network. Giscard was committed to the European ideal and forged a close relationship with former West German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt. Together, they laid the foundations for the euro single currency and turned their dream of a more integrated Europe into reality.
You're watching DW News. Stay tuned now for Doc Film coming up after a short break. Gerhard Elfers will be here at the top of the hour with more news headlines. In the meantime, you can always stay up to date on our website. That's dw.com. I'm Rebecca Ritters in Berlin. See you soon.